November 23rd. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Hero with a Secret. On this day in 1963, US President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. The shock of this event will be remembered by anyone who was alive at the time. Our knight in shining armor had been taken from us. In fact, as later years revealed, Kennedy was no angel himself, as is true of many great men, of course. The real Kennedy, as opposed to the celebrated hero promoted by his family, lacked true greatness because while he had courage, he was deficient in integrity, compassion, and temperance. He was also a serial womanizer, saying, "Dad told all the boys to get laid as often as possible." And he also told a reporter, "I can't get to sleep unless I've had a lay." Judging by the number of call girls, waitresses, office staff, actresses, and other men's wives who claim to have known him, he can have had few sleepless nights. What Kennedy did have, however, was a capacity to inspire others to great things, and the 1,000 days of his presidency led the world to feel that they had a leader at a time of fear and uncertainty. On that day, in 1963, they lost that inspiration. Today's sonnet is by Shakespeare, and it's about loss as well. "Then hate me when thou will, if ever now, now, while the world is bent, my deeds to cross, join with the spite of fortune, make me bow, and do not drop in for an after loss. Ah, do not, when my heart hath scaped this sorrow, come in the rearward for a conquered woe. Give not a windy night a rainy morrow, to linger out a purposed overthrow. If thou wilt leave me, do not leave me last, when other petty griefs have done their spite. But in the onset come, so shall I taste at first the very worst of fortune's might, and other strains of woe, which now seem woe, compared with loss of thee, will not seem so." Today I ask that our leaders be worthy of our trust, and that they may carry out their duties safely.